Brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning to all of you and happy Easter. We've been waiting for the longest time to say the words Alleluia. Every day we pray morning prayer, evening prayer in the church. We have been refraining from saying those words. And of course, during each Mass, instead of Alleluia, we've been saying Praise be Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. So now that is Easter, we can truly say Alleluia. Should we try to say it? Alleluia. Beautiful. Very good. He's risen. He's truly risen from the dead. And we got to see what those people who were crazy enough to wake up early got to see. Can you think of anybody who's crazy enough to get up before dark, before the sun rises? That's all of us. We were the first person. We've been with Mary Magdalene and with those two apostles that ran, Simon Peter and the beloved disciple who we know to be St. John. They were the ones who actually, if you think about it, were the ones who are closest to him in his passion and in his suffering. Peter, we know, denied Christ, but not until before he had gone with Christ and stayed close to him and even tried to defend him with the sword. He was still thinking earthly thoughts, but he loved Jesus, and so he was close to Jesus. And of course, St. John is even depicted at the foot of the cross. He stood next to Jesus and heard those words, Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. So we know that they were close to Jesus at the cross. And of course, Mary Magdalene too. She wouldn't depart from Jesus. So all of them are the first ones to go in the morning to go and visit Jesus, to go respect his body that he had been buried. And they were the ones, because they were so close to Jesus in those moments of his suffering, they were the first ones to see that he had risen. He was truly risen. And it wasn't just, it's important for us during the Easter season to become more aware of the fact that it wasn't just Jesus' spirit that rose from the dead. It wasn't just, someday we could go to his tomb or go and find a sarcophagus with his body in there, and that his spirit had risen. Not enough for us Christians. We believe that Jesus' body rose from the dead. That when they walked into that tomb, as it said very clearly there, they didn't see him. There was no body there. Even the cloths that had been wrapped around him had been set to the side. We know that his body had risen from the dead. And so this is what truly amazes us. It's at the very heart of our Christian belief. What we believe, what holds our faith together, is the fact that the body of Christ, that Jesus himself, his flesh, rose from the dead. And this is so amazing to us, because we know that people don't get up from the dead. Once you're dead, you're gone forever. That's all our eyes tell us. That's all we can see. And we only believe what we can see as human beings. But what does our faith tell us? Our faith tells us what's written in this sacred book, and what the apostles, Mary Magdalene first of all, and the apostles, what they actually experienced, and what they told us, the truth that they told us, that Jesus Christ's body was risen from the dead. His spirit, his soul, was not able to be held by the devil, held down. The devil thought, I have him right where I want him, on the cross. I've defeated him. Pontius Pilate said, oh, you're a king? Then where are your servants who are fighting for you? Well, Jesus shows us today that he has the power to lay down his life, and he has the power to raise it up again. And this is what gives us hope. This is why we aren't afraid to say Alleluia, even though we have to face the difficulties of this life. This is what makes all those days of Lent worth it. All those sacrifices that we maybe did not such a good job on, but we tried our best to do. This is why we find out it's worth it. It's because of what happened this morning, early in the morning, before the sun had risen. The Son of God rose from the dead, and he comes to meet us who are hurting, who are weeping. Those of us who are weeping, we can hear Jesus' word, blessed are you who weep, for you will be comforted. Blessed are you who are meek. You will inherit the earth. Blessed are you who are hungry, who are thirsting, you know, you shall be satisfied. And so we have that every reason to follow him, have every confidence in the year 2023, because we know that our Lord has truly risen and that we can participate in his life. And so we had that reading from the Colossians. He says that we're raised with Christ, so seek what is above. He says, St. Paul tells the Colossians, you have died. Yes, we've died in our baptism. We've died throughout Lent with those ashes on our head. You know, remember that you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. We know that's our lot as Christians because that's where our Master has gone before us. And yet not without hope. What is our hope? It's symbolized by this beautiful candle. That's the symbol of Christ, the new light, giving us great hope. And so we are not afraid to die. We're not afraid to go with Jesus because we have died. We've died to this world. We've died to sin. We see the worthlessness of sin, the uselessness of it. We're not willing to put up, to do things to extend our life in this world ad nauseam. We want to live in Christ. If then you are raised with Christ, seek what is above. Jesus is alive. This changes everything. This changes everything. He's not just a good deed doer who's able to do some miracles and knows some of the truth. No, he is God who knows how to raise us from the dead. And this is the life that we want to live. This is what gets us up, not just on Easter morning, but sometimes every single morning to come to Mass and to be close to Jesus. We want to receive his true flesh, which is risen from the dead. The body and blood of Christ that we receive is true food. His blood is true drink because it is risen. And when we receive him, we're receiving that life. We're entering into the life. We're able to go and live our life in this world as if we're dead to it. And this is what transforms the world. Because they can see Christ in each one of us. Mary Magdalene ran to the apostles and said, I've seen him. He's alive. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is truly alive. He has risen from the dead. And this is our hope. This is our reason for being crazy and getting up early in the morning and for believing continually. Let us increase our belief today. Let's pray for that Spirit of Christ to be in our hearts, fully alive. Let's seek the things that are above, not the things on earth, which are passing away. Let us live with Christ and let's unite our hearts with him, especially in this Holy Eucharist, his risen body, which we get to receive now in this Holy Eucharist.